Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, Nicole, how can we help you?
Okay, so I went on a date with this guy who I really liked. Mm-hmm. His name's Preston. He was just, like, very cool. We super hit it off. I had a really great time, and then he's just been, like, completely MIA, and I don't know why.
Okay, so let's talk about this great time. What happened?
I honestly don't know. Like, my coworker kind of set us up. I guess he told him that I was cute. He was a buddy of his, and, like, yeah, we went out for dinner. Like, it was chill. I really liked the guy. The conversation was easy. Like, and then at the end, we kind of were like, oh, yeah, let's meet up again. And he completely ghosted. I have no idea.
Is there anything you think you did that turned him off? If put it this way, if you had to bet money on what you did wrong, what would you bet on?
I didn't do anything crazy. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I talk too much. I really don't know.
These are my favorite, when the person is just clueless as to what they did wrong. Okay, well, we'll try and give this guy a call for you next, okay?
Thank you. Oh. Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, second date update on the 10th. Hang on.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Nicole. She said she had a great date with this guy, Preston.
Right.
Like, she did nothing wrong. You didn't say anything wrong. You didn't ask him to shove something up somewhere.
No.
No? Maybe he wanted you to.
I didn't do that.
No, okay, so the date went great. You said even at the end, like, there was no point where you felt like he was like, ooh, now it's taking a weird turn. Like, you said up until the end it was fine.
Oh, my God. Like, the whole time. It was completely fine.
All right. Well, you know what? Stay quiet, and we'll try and give him a call right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Preston?
Yeah, this is him.
Oh, perfect. Preston, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Please don't hang up. I can explain why we're calling you. I can explain how we got your phone number and everything. It's all good. We got your phone number from a young lady who you know. Gonna tell you her name. She thinks that you and her have a chemistry, so she would love to take you out on a date so you guys can, you know, see if you hit it off. And the reason we're calling you is because we're willing to pay for that date, and we'll let you choose the place anytime you want to. Just let us know. We'll reserve everything just so you and this lady can get to know each other better and see if you hit it off. So basically, it's a win-win situation. Like, at the absolute worst, you feel like you and her don't have a chemistry, but you still have a good meal.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
I know, that was a lot.
That was a lot of information. Okay, let's just start off. I'm going to tell you the girl's name.
Okay,
so her name is Nicole, and she said you guys went out before. She would love to go out with you again because she feels like you hit it off on your date.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't really feel comfortable. Am I in the air with this, by the way?
No. I mean, she called us up, so we're calling you on her behalf. And, you know, again, you don't have to do it, but if it's a no, can you tell us so we can tell her? She seems very confused.
I mean, I don't really feel comfortable talking about this at all. Actually, dude, I gotta go. I'm at work, dude. I gotta go.
Can you just real quick, just let us know what it is. Like, she just was very confused, and she would like some sort of closure.
Oh, my God. Dude, here's the thing. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm telling you this. So I showed up to my buddy's work, and like, there was this very cute girl, super fine, and I asked my friend, I was like, hey, man, can you hook that up? Is she single? Do you know anything about her? And he shows up a couple days later with her number, And we started messaging. It was great. It was awesome. We hit it off. And then I showed up to a date. We made a date. And, dude, the girl on the date was just a total rhino. Like, it wasn't even the same girl. Because my buddy's a dick, and we with each other all the time.
Stop it.
Nicole's on the phone right now. She heard what you said. You said Nicole's on the phone.
I don't think
she heard
he gets
what you
what's
just
going
said
on.
About her. She heard you call her a rhino.
Yeah, hello.
But
Preston, I'm on the phone. God.
Are you saying that your friend did that on purpose?
Yeah, I mean, this feels. I had no idea that you had this girl. I had no idea what this is right now. But yeah, it was a prank. It was just a goof. And
dude, you're disgusting. Like, that's disgusting.
But first of all, I'm not disgusting. This wasn't my prank. Like, you're disgusting, and B, it was my buddy Tony.
Really?
Dude, why are you so mean?
I'm not trying to be. Look. It was just a joke. Like, it's not. It was his idea. I didn't do this.
Okay, well,
you're a very nice person, and I'm sorry, but
well, you don't have to be
you're
evil.
Big.
Also, like, your children. Like, grow the up. Like, how old are we, dude?
We had a fine time on the date. I was not a dick in person. I felt really weird and blindsided. But, like, honestly, I mean, I've got standards. Like, it's just there's not gonna be a second date. I don't think on my end because, I mean.
Clearly, that's why you're still single, dude. Like, there's not going to be a second date on my end either. And, like, good luck finding anyone else who wants to date your ass.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
You're going to find out why you should never mix food and sex, okay? All right, good. That's going to happen at 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.